Welcome to Planetary Spirit, coming to you on ETIN, Emerson College's Talk and Information Network. My name is Jeff Ferranini, and I invite you on an exploration of spirituality. And my guest today is Danielle Brooks, who is a speaker, a transmedium healer, and facilitator for self-empowerment and actualization. She weaves vibrational healing through sacred songs and light languages. She is a conduit for the inner voice, and she has spent her life traveling and working in the world with both ancient and emerging cultures. She celebrates her ability to self-heal and our ability to self-heal as well as transform. Her passion is supporting you to be who you came here to be and to live your highest potential. And she is currently completing her PhD in religion and human development. And her website is www.puregracelight.com. That's PureGraceLight.com. So it is indeed a pleasure to welcome today from the fair country of Canada, Danielle Brooks. Hey, Danielle, how are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. Yeah, life is good. I enjoy the fall in New England. So I thought I would start this off with a poem. This is one of mine, and I think it will sort of kind of get us into this conversation in a deeper way. And it's called Recognition. Spirit, where are you leading me? To what unknown destination am I slowly being pulled towards? Is the heart of me that does the pulling, moving me in various ways to where I long to be? Why do I hesitate at every tug to follow? My steps seem to pull away from inner urgings, carrying me further into darkness and confusion. Must I meet something there to wrestle with? Shall I claim victory after fighting my demons, or will I wander down aimless paths forever? O Great Spirit, I am calling for you to manifest now in my life. Show me my purpose, passion, power, and vision, pointing me towards my greater reason to be. To celebrate in purest joy the miracle of me, that I am here and now alive at this time in the history of our planet, have come to this earth on a mission to remember all I came to be. Great Spirit, you live inside of me. Give me courage to set you free. In the words of Mahatma Gandhi, be the change in the world I seek. Within me now, live in me. So I thought we would just start with that because in your life, and I just want to start with this, in the year 2000, you had a career in radio, had a career in music, and then something occurred in 2000 which really kicked the legs out from you, underneath you, and you say that you hit rock bottom. I'm wondering if, in some respects, that wasn't your darkest moment that led to the life path you're on now, and perhaps your greatest moment.
Absolutely. And I have to say as well, as we're beginning, that that poem is so perfect. That is the clarion call that goes out every day, because as we step deeper into our hearts. And as we step further away from the expectations we have of who we think we're supposed to be, how we think we're supposed to live our lives, what we want to do that we think others will receive the approval of others, when we step further away from that and we really go deep into our hearts and into our own inner journey, it is incredibly confusing, and it's often one in which we feel lost, and it's certainly working with the unknown. And for myself, that journey really began, as you say, in the year 2000. I had a series of experiences that happened that year that catapulted me from one life into the unknown. And in that year, it wasn't one thing, because I think in essence I was probably a very stubborn soul, and I was very happy in my life. I was very happy in what I thought my life was about, but I was also very unconscious in that life. And so what occurred to me were wake-up calls, and the first one came with the realization that I was in a very unhealthy marriage and a very destructive situation that imploded. And after that, I was also at the time pregnant with twins, and I lost both of them.
Oh, boy.
Late in the pregnancy and with severe hemorrhaging in between. And at the same time, simultaneously, I had a family who had lost their home in a fire, and I was on the other side of the world. I was living in Australia at the time. So that happened over a one-week period.
Oh, my heavens, Danielle.
Yeah, it was really quite something. It was not one, you know, when people talk about the dark night of the soul, I kind of, I laugh because, if it was only one night, that would be one thing. But for myself, it continued a couple of months later. I think that the grief and the trauma had manifested as cancer in my body.
Oh,
and
boy.
I was diagnosed with cancer. At the same time, I was made redundant in my work, and I realized that I needed to make radical change in my life. And it wasn't, I will tell you this very honestly and to anyone who's listening, that I certainly didn't feel that I had the courage or the strength or even the ability. It's very easy at that point to just fall into the exhaustion and fall into the pain and give up. But in some ways, perhaps the giving up was also essential too, because I allowed myself to go into the depth of the grief and into the pain and allowed myself to feel those feelings as opposed to, keep calm, carry on. This approach I'd always had, which was just keep moving forward and following my head, whereas my heart was telling me to stop. My heart was telling me to break. It's like a vase. When we break, a vase breaks open, and that's exactly what happened to me. I broke open.
How could you not? I mean, that is incredible. I've never heard such devastation occurring to one human being in such a concentrated amount of time.
Well, what was interesting about that time, and I've got a dog who's agreeing with you on this right now, he's barking away.
Hey, buddy.
He's like, yeah. What was interesting is that I chose to, without realizing it consciously, I chose to give up. And in the giving up, there's something that's very profound when you surrender, and surrender often has a negative connotation in our society.
Absolutely, yeah.
When you surrender to the flow of what's happening in your life and realizing that you cannot control it and allow the process to be what it is, what occurred was I, through the grace of God, and I can't think of it any other way, through some extraordinary invisible support, I was gifted with the opportunity to leave my home in Australia and move to New York City. So I went to New York, and I arrived, and I got a little room, and I found work, and I thought, this is fantastic, and life was starting again, and that was September 1st, and I was in Tribeca, which is the part of New York where the ground zero is.
So
again, within that year, that was the culmination, I think, in witnessing and being right next to the whole experience of 9/11.
Mm.
I share that with you because it wasn't one experience. It was a series of things that occurred. And yet, as I speak to you about this, I'm far enough away from it now that I can understand the grace and the gift and the opportunity and the blessings, because they were abundant.
And I want to get into that, but I just want to make note of something you said, because I think it's very, very potent, and I think a lot of people tend to either gloss it over or look at it in a negative light, and that is that the energy around surrender, I believe, is really where we enter holy ground. And I believe that on everybody's spiritual journey that I have talked to, there is a point where you have to come to this barrier, and you either bloody your hands trying to fight it, or you just lay down before it and surrender, and that is the way you get through it.
It takes incredible courage to surrender. It really does. And it's not something that you can explain and how to go about it until you are faced with it. And I think each one of us, we have our own journeys. We have our own unique gifts. We have our own unique paths. And we are constantly being invited to go deeper into our hearts, to allow the divine to flow through us, and to be in communion and union with that energy. And surrender provides an opportunity to really invite the divine into your life and to grow trust and faith. And, you know, you don't have to believe in some outside spirit. I'm talking about grow trust and faith within yourself.
So as the story continues, Danielle, you are basically a front row seat witness to the 9/11 tragedy. And your world had been rocked prior to that with the loss of the twins' pregnancy, the loss of the marriage, the loss of the career. Had this spiritual energy of you being a transmedium healer, of working with vibrational healing through sacred songs and light language, had any of that been apparent to you at any point prior to that? Or was that basically source tilling the soil in order for these seeds to be planted in now newly turned fertile soil?
Well, you know, I love the way that you say that. That's so eloquent. I had always been interested in spirituality and in my own inner journey, but I will tell you this, I would have bet you all the money that I had that I would never, ever be on the path that I'm on. I was very content and happy in what I was doing.
Sure.
As a young person, I've grown up predominantly in Canada and also spent my youth in Kenya. And from 18 onwards, I was living and spending a lot of my time, after I graduated from my university time, I was in Asia. So, you know, I thought it was a very interesting coincidence that I would be in the middle of Iri and Jaya in the Balim Valley, and I would meet healers, or I would be in another part of Indonesia or Thailand or wherever I would be. I was always meeting healers, and I just thought that was just a wonderful coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly never thought that would be a path or a calling that would be inviting me in. And it was really only when my life imploded that I started to look for ways to heal. And I have to tell you, it was an extraordinary woman. I was living in Australia in 2000, and I had a beautiful Aboriginal healer who I went to see because the doctors had nothing positive to say to me. And she looked at me and she said, you know, you're dying. And you're dying fast. But, you know, not mincing words, she just basically said, you can heal yourself, but you have to start at the beginning. So my journey has really been one of trying to understand what she was saying. What is the beginning? Where do I start? And how do I do this? How do we transform our beliefs? How do we transform our emotions? How do we transform our physical? How do we do that? And so that's been, for me, the great journey. And in doing that, along the way, my own gifts became more apparent. As I went deeper into the understanding and the learning that we are spirit having a human experience and everything is interconnected, and as I began to do the deep inner work, began to look at things, and most importantly, take full responsibility for my life, when I stopped being a victim and started to understand I had choice. Now that's key. When we understand that we have choice and that we really are powerful and that somewhere along the way we've believed that we're not powerful. And so as I slowly, and it's a slow process, stepped further into that awareness and integrated that into the way that I looked at myself and the way that I acted, the way that I was, the way I showed up for myself and for others in this world, then the gifts started to open, and they also had their own rhythm and pace. And it's been an extraordinary journey that's ongoing, and the learning is ongoing.
It sounds just amazingly painful, but incredibly powerful and empowering that you were able to not only survive, but now you appear to be thriving. And there's, I get a sense of, and I'm trying to get a feel for what the right words are, but I get a sense of peace in your voice, of almost just a real sense of grace, that you are thankful for every step of the journey that you took, because you see now the connections of how each piece led you to the next step, to the next step, to the next step. And I hear in a very quiet manner, and tell me if I'm wrong, a sense of celebration of where you are right now, of the work that you're doing, of the joy that's in your heart, to be the vehicle for helping others to start on their journey and unfolding in their perfect way as well.
Absolutely. It's an incredible privilege to be alive and to be able to live fully, because I realized that until I started this whole awakening process, I really wasn't fully awake. I wasn't fully conscious. I wasn't really operating as a complete and whole individual. Now, I can't tell you that I'm always operating in a state of higher awareness, right?
Sure.
It's the journey. We have our ups, we have our downs. Some days it's just better to go back to bed and start again the next day. But what I have learned is that there are two aspects, that if I can break it down in a very general way. One is mastery of the mind. It's mastery of our perspective on reality. And for myself, that has meant understanding that there is so much that I don't know, and that there is a greater, deeper, more profound perspective. And while I am possibly confused, lost, or feeling completely at the end of my road, something will always occur. Some guidance will come if I become still enough, if I open my heart enough, if I surrender to the experience and the process and keep growing that faith, keep working on that faith in whatever way that is. You know, some people meditate, some people exercise, whatever it is that brings you back into your core.
So what is it for you?
For myself, it has always been, I spend a lot of time in stillness and alone in the forest. I have to say, for me, being in nature, being still with animals, and the natural world, it helps me to reconnect with my natural self within me and with the natural world all around us. Because when we're too much in our minds, when we're too much in our egos, we lose our awareness of that connection, and it's always there. It's just that we lose connection. We lose the sense and the awareness of the connection.
Well, I think nature has always been my first church.
Yeah, mine as well. Amen.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's just, there's something in nature, whether it's desert or whether it's forest, you know, or the ocean, whatever it is, there is a sense of belonging, of knowing your place, of feeling that you are this and a part of this, and that there is a natural rhythm that is in that environment that also affects you in profound ways that go beyond words.
I like to think of it as all is one and one is all.
Okay.
We're
now,
all interconnected.
With the different healers that you met worldwide in different cultures, were they primarily indigenous individuals, people who are part of a culture of indigenous peoples? And did that experience really kind of stop you in your tracks at some point and really cause you to relearn how to see the world with fresh eyes?
I have to say that I've been very, very fortunate growing up in a family which has had a very, very strong connection with traditional cultures and living in a very simple, traditional way. And that, I have to say, has been the foundation. So when I met many different healers, be they indigenous or, as I refer to many of them, spiritual or faith healers, what really, really, if we want to use the word, stopped me in my tracks was the integrity with which they were living, both as a bridge between the physical and the spiritual, and the way that you live a life which is not just based on what you can see, but it honors all that is, which is that which is unseen and that which is seen. It's a much more expanded and holistic way of seeing the world. And I found that that really resonated with me time and time again. Wherever I would go, it was that sense of union and communion with all that is, that reaffirmed to me that my perspective up until then had been too limited.
Well, Danielle, we're going to be taking a short break now. Will you stay on the line with us?
My pleasure.
Okay, great. And we're talking today with my guest, Danielle Brooks, who is a speaker, a trans medium healer, as well as a facilitator for self-empowerment and actualization, and working on her PhD in religion and human development. And her website is www.puregracelight.com, PureGracelight.com. And if you're enjoying this program and would like to access past interviews, visit planetary-spirit.com for on-demand archives of past shows. That's planetary-spirit. And so we're going to be taking a short break. We'll be right back, so stay tuned. And welcome back to Planetary Spirit. This is Jeff Ferranini, and we're talking today with my guest, Danielle Brooks, who is both a speaker, a transmedium healer, and a facilitator for self-empowerment and actualization. And her website is www.puregracelight.com. That's P-U-R-E. GRACELIGHT.com. So, welcome back there, Danielle. And also, let me let people know that during the break, we were listening to Paul Winter, and that was from a retrospective entitled Wolf Eyes. And the song that we listened to was Song for the World. So, Danielle, you're a transmedium healer, and you weave vibrational healing through sacred songs and light language. How is that came to be in your life as a healing medium for you and through you?
It's quite a mouthful, isn't it, trying to explain that one?
I'm hoping you can.
Well, You know, after having been so involved with music for so long in my life, after the experience that we shared in 2000, I went into a state of almost complete silence. I was no longer working using my voice or working in music, and my life was extremely, extremely quiet, to say the very least. And I was dedicated and focused on finding ways to be able to heal myself and to be able to get up and to feel positive about life and to see and to create change. So in doing that, I was spending a lot of time going and being in sacred areas and in communities such as Brazil and in the Philippines. I was working a lot with psychic surgeons in both of those countries and faith healers, a variety of different faith healers. And along the way, certain gifts started to become apparent. But really, I would say a huge change came in 2006. I was in the Philippines working with Alex Orbido, Reverend Alex Orbido, who is the head of the psychic surgeons there and an extraordinary man. And he had brought together about 70 of us from around the world, people that were committed to alternative health and medicine, and we were there to go around to four different cities and work and offer free service to mostly street people. And I was there working with him, and it was Easter, and we had gone into a sacred cave to meditate on Good Friday, and while I was in there, a profound transformation occurred in my body. I had been going through a lot of change for several years going up to that, but in that night, I went through a transformation in that cave, and when I came out, you know when you realize that you have changed, but you don't yet know how you've changed?
Mm.
Have you ever gone through that?
I can relate to that, sort of, yeah.
In that night of meditation and prayer, surrounded by like-minded people and with Alex, I went through a profound transformation that particular night where I received an enormous energy transmission from a being that he refers to as the White Lady. She's an embodiment of the Divine Feminine. I came out, and the only thing that I knew at that point was I walked out of there about 7.5 or 8 pounds lighter than I'd had the night before. Something had happened in my body that night, and shortly thereafter, I began singing in the different languages of light, and there are many different languages of light. What occurred for me was that I would go into trance, and it was a complete trance that would occur at that time. And I would start to sing in multiple different languages, languages that I didn't understand, and with different voices and timbres and frequencies that were not mine. And I have to tell you that that was very daunting because I didn't know anyone else that was doing anything like this. And
mm-hmm.
It's quite something when you start to experience trance mediumship work. Again, it's that surrender into the unknown. It's that constant surrendering into accepting that this is above and beyond what the mind can comprehend.
Mm-hmm.
This is above and beyond what my experiences had been. And you feel the fear. You feel, or I certainly did. I felt afraid. I felt doubtful. And I had a lot of questions. So again, it's that moving through the surrendering process and the acceptance and allowing it to be exactly what it needs to be without having to understand it with the mind. That in itself was a shift that took some time for me to learn how to allow the process to be what it was and to begin to go deeper into my heart and to allow myself to be, in essence, or I like to jokingly say, a mailman. You know, the transmissions of healing that would come through certainly weren't coming from me.
Mm-hmm.
So, in essence, I was delivering the mail. I wasn't writing it, and I wasn't reading it.
Mm. You were the messenger.
I was simply the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that again was another phase of learning, because surrendering into being the messenger means allowing it to be exactly what it is without any expectation or assumption, and allowing yourself to be used by the divine in that way is a blessing, and it's a privilege. But it's also, it came with, you know, it challenged a lot of my concepts of, again, who I thought I was and what I thought I was here to do. I blew it out of the water, you could say.
Hmm.
So that's how it began, and it's evolved and it's grown, because as I've learned how to go deeper into my heart and to hold that space and to be in that service, it flows through, and it is a profoundly loving energy that wraps you up, and it is what I call the inner voice. The inner voice of creation energy that comes through to support people in whatever it is that they are ready to step into, because this is a co-creative experience. We are responsible and we are choosing our lives at every given state. So this work is there as a support for those that are willing and desiring to step into their empowerment, to step into their transformation, and to really step into their power.
And more, I'm hearing people moving toward healing through vibrational means, whether that is sacred sound or light or tones of some sort, or even that's energetic vibrations. It just seems that this really is the future for healing on our planet. And I know that when we experience something radically different, it can be almost frightening. It can be, I can't put that in a box, so what do I do with that? And I'm just wondering if you feel comfortable. Would you be willing to share with us some of the either sacred songs or some of the light language that comes through you on perhaps a general healing manner? And if you don't feel comfortable and if you don't feel that this is the right place for that to happen, I would certainly respect that as well.
Well, you know, intention is everything, Jeff. Intention is the foundation of everything that we create, because whatever it is that we believe or whatever it is that we think, our mind is very powerful. Our mind is so powerful. And so when we use it in alignment with our heart, we can achieve profound transformation. I would be happy to open the energy with you.
Mm.
I've never done that over the telephone on radio, and so this would be a wonderful beginning opportunity. But in order for us to do this, I have to share with you one thing, which is spirit is always here ready to help us. And quite often people throw their hands up and they say, you know, just do whatever you think is going to help me the most. You know, I have people that come to me and they you know, I say, what is it that you are ready for? What is it that you want? What is it that's speaking to you? And some people are very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And other people are, well, just, you know, just give me whatever it is that they think is best. And to me, that's the biggest challenge in connecting with people and understand, for them to understand that, you know, guides are not gods. Beings of light that are here to support us, we have free will, we have free choice. And so our intentions guide everything. They are the essence. So when you hold an intention, then when I open the energy and they sing and they weave the vibrational codes through, then we can receive them, because we are asking, we are the ones that are opening it up, we are the creators of our life. So in saying that with you now, I ask you, what is it that we and that you feel would be wonderful for us to intend with the listeners today? that we could do this together. Mm. And if we hold that intention together and with those that are listening, then let's open it up and feed it.
Mm.
How's that sound?
Would you like me to name something?
I would love that.
Okay.
It's important with vibrational healing and with sound to speak it out loud, because you need to be heard and you need to hear yourself say it as well and to own it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would go with something in general terms, because my name, Jeffrey, translates to, I've been told, divine peace. And I just feel with what we've gone through recently in the United States with this debt default possibility and brinkmanship and all the different things that are going on in the world at this time, I would like to open our hearts worldwide to the energy of the higher vibrations, to the energy of peace, and to the energy of new light coming in and us welcoming that light as opposed to being fearful of the change and the transition that is soon to be upon us and we will be awakening to.
That's a beautiful intention. That is such a beautiful intention. And so I ask for those that are listening and sharing in this, because this really is a collective work. We do this together. And when we come together as one and when we hold that kind of an intention together, everything is possible. And so I will ask you and for every person that is listening to just breathe into your hearts now and to place your hand on your heart. And I'll just get silent for just one moment. And we will see what comes forward in supporting us and in guiding us.
And Danielle, I'm going to say probably 5 to 10 minutes would be about the maximum here.
Okay. I'll ask them that too.
Yeah. That would be a good time frame to hold in. Yeah.
Beautiful. So I ask everyone to just hold that exquisite intention of going into your heart space and feeling that divine peace that Jeff has so eloquently opened this intention with, breathing into our hearts, into the divinity that is within us. And each breath is light. Each breath is love. And as we breathe into our hearts, breathing in the love that is here and that we share, and feeling that connection with one another.
Mayi doro ya soro deri duyo, memuara manadero matu ya me pedera la dara mashawe opaya tayo. Masa daya watera kaini tiwara halum roya ratar pemura lumachan maritira nada era nutura mata handera kulurocha sawaya mupur matera pa wala nyanda tata waraka e beya mawaya nuanara chorani yana uyo hereke tawaya mapoe aku inisha erataya mato Hero luaren yara teran vajazera ta hero nyamara pu idina na venu go inyara de aweyo. Shavata pao samano ninaredo ayushaya ninyere kerede do ayaya nanyara nanayror torral narotorisi uteme bayano ayiki haedero toroto yu nirideruba
Okay.
And so it is.
Thank
blessings
you.
Blessings of love and light to you.
Thank you. Thank
through
you.
Through us all and with us all, the divine flows. Breathe into your heart and let us breathe as one with divine peace, divine light, and divine grace. Blessings.
Very, very, very powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that and allowing those energies to come through you to bless the people who are listening. I heard so many different voices. I heard older men, older women. Somehow I felt they were Mongolian, then I thought they were might be Navajo or Hopi. Just extraordinary energies of deeper knowledge, deeper wisdom coming through. And I'm wondering how your work with John of God has been deepened as a result of being there to hold the space for John of God, who is a healer in, I believe, South America. I think it's Brazil, that does extraordinary healings and even surgery with the most rudimentary of instruments, does surgery that, you know, doctors in the United States would be uncomfortable with attempting or would want all the latest technical instruments to be able to take part in. And he's doing it with just very, very simple knives and whatever. How has that experience transformed you and your work?
It's profoundly affected me in so many different ways. I have been spending a substantial amount of time over the last 12 years down in Abadjania in Brazil, where medium João has the Casa Dominacio, the House of St. Ignatius, and he's been working there for 50 years. He's seen millions of people. There's been, I think, over 27 million people over 50 years that have come through there. And the thing to remember about when he created this space, he went to Abadjania because he was called there by Chico Xavier, who was one of the most extraordinary enlightened channels, Brazilian channels, who had told him, go there and set your house up. And he went there because the crystal outcropping is one of the largest, if not the largest, in the world. And so you have this incredible energy. It's an energy field there that is unlike anything I've experienced anywhere else. And when you have, you build a house, when you build a center for healing, when you build a place dedicated to love and to healing and to expansion, and then you have millions of people that come there and they pray and they come together in opening their hearts and understanding that we are not physical, we are spiritual, first and foremost. And so when you commit to creating a sacred space which honors all religions and all people, and people come there together to become more connected with their true self, with their spirit, then this energy just emanates out, and it starts to affect you in so many different ways. And medium João has been there for 50-odd years, offering his service in the most incredible way. He's there 3 days a week doing six currents, so twice a day there are sittings on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. They're sitting there now.
And Danielle, I'm sorry to say that is all the time we have, but it has been such a pleasure to have you be a guest today on Planetary Spirit. Thank you for calling in from Canada, and thank you for the journey that you are on in order to do the work that you do, and for the sharing of the voices that you brought forth today, the healing energy, the peace-filled energy with which you bring into the world.
Thank you, Jeff. It's such a pleasure to have been here with everyone, and thank you to everyone who is following their path into their hearts.
Amen. And my guest today on Planetary Spirit has been Danielle Brooks, who is both a speaker, a transmedium healer, and facilitator for self-empowerment and actualization through vibrational sacred songs and light language that she is a conduit for. And she is also currently completing her PhD in religion and human development. And her website is www.puregracelight.com. That's PUREGRACELIGHT.com. And coming up, my guest will be Jacob Norby, who is the author of a book entitled The Divine Arsonist. So stay tuned for that. And to listen to other shows, go to www.planetary-spirit.com. for on-demand archives of past shows. This is Jeff Fiorinini, host of Planetary Spirit, wishing you all a blessed day.